in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis, I'm Emily Bright. On the airplane, coming to live in America, Abdinoor Iftin tried again to imagine what it would be like. He wondered if the ground would have the same gravitational pull as Somalia.
But it kind of felt the same. Not much difference. Except that the people who were pouring out of the airplane were all exhausted and bored. So looking down on their phones, and I was the only guy who was kissing the ground, running around, you know, just jumping up and down, and people thought I was out of my mind.
Abdi Iftin had loved America since he was a kid. Iftin walked into customs on that first day here and looked at the breaking news on the TV screens. Two stories. Robin Williams had hanged himself. And police in Ferguson, Missouri had shot and killed a black man named Michael Brown.
So these two things together to me was like, what is going on in the U.S.? You know, this Hollywood actor, you know, the place that introduced me to America, is killing himself. A black man of my color is being killed.
Up next for Iftin, moving to small town Maine. One of the first things his sponsoring family did was to introduce him to neighbors, but it wasn't to say hi.
We knocked on doors, and then they were saying, please don't call 911, he's with us. That was, to me, like a shock, like I expected. America that's in peace, America that loves itself and loves other people. So it was kind of scary.
As a kid growing up in Mogadishu, Iftin's country was ripped apart by war. He learned to count listening to gunfire. His glimpse of a different world came from a handful of American movies an enterprising woman showed in a makeshift cinema. Movies like Commando.
I eat green berets for breakfast.
And right now I'm very hungry.
Terminator, Commando, Rambo, and the diehards as well.
Iftin watched them over and over, riveted by details most Americans might overlook.
If you look at those movies, you know, it's like the actor doing horrible things to his enemies. You know, it's chaos. But somewhere in the movie, you can see a peaceful life. You can see Arnold Schwarzenegger with his daughter eating breakfast. And everything seems neat and clean and wonderful.
When Iftin was 8, another larger-than-life experience made him even more curious about America.
The U.S. Marines that landed in Mogadishu, like aliens from the sky, and they set up food distribution centers, and they came to our house, and then I was able to befriend them. You know, even though we didn't understand each other, we were sitting so close, eye to eye.
Abdi Iftin taught himself English from movies and radio. Other Somalis began calling him Abdi American. He used his English to describe life in Mogadishu to NPR. Super dangerous. He fled to Kenya, registered as a refugee, and was told that to get resettled in America, he'd have to wait 20 years. Desperate, he applied for the diversity visa, basically a green card lottery for people with high school diplomas or trade skills. Over 9 million people applied that year for 50,000 spots. Iftin's chance of getting picked was less than 1%. He won.
The lottery was the most greatest gift that I have ever received. And I worked for it. I worked so hard. I remember not sleeping for a whole month. Only trying to get the documents that I needed together.
Public Radio's This American Life devoted an entire episode to Iftin's journey, and it's a harrowing listen.
And now I see this administration talking about there's not enough screening. What I have been through was the most difficult immigrant process that anybody can ever go through.
2 years after Iftin arrived in the U.S., the travel ban blocked his brother's arrival. He doesn't know if he'll be allowed to sponsor his mother. She's still in Somalia. He's thought a lot about that clean, wonderful, peaceful land he imagined and the ways it has and hasn't lined up with life as a black Muslim immigrant. He's written a book about it. Its title, Call Me American. Because here's the thing.
I'm an immigrant, but I'm an immigrant that loves America. I came to America to be part of, accept, and understand, most importantly, to be an American.
For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.